With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. NDP leader Claudia Chender says Nova Scotians want proof that improvements are being made to the healthcare system. Chender made the comments at the party's caucus meeting being held in Mahone Bay Monday. She says every week Nova Scotians hear government is making healthcare better, while the number of people without access to primary care keeps growing.
We just get sort of assurances that things are getting better, but no evidence that things are getting better. If you talk to the average Nova Scotian, I have yet to have a conversation in the last 6 months with anybody about healthcare who would argue that anything has improved. People are seeing a steady decline, and it's very concerning.
Chender sees a need for more long-term care facilities to open more beds in hospitals.
In Dartmouth, for instance, at any given time, around half of the inpatient beds at the Dartmouth General Hospital are patients who have been approved for long-term care. They don't need to be there. So we were, you know, it is clear that we need more long-term care. The Liberal government built almost no long-term care beds in over 8 years, and we pushed for it that whole time. And I think we're seeing some of the results of that now in the challenges we're having in our hospitals.
Chender says a model based on the collaborative care centers, which her party began to implement when they were in power, would provide people with access to healthcare professionals. She says combining multiple ways to access care under one roof would allow a person to come in, be triaged, and then directed to the appropriate caregiver.
We believe that every Nova Scotian needs to be attached to a single practice. That might not mean that you get to see a doctor all the time. You might see a nurse practitioner, you might see a physician assistant, you might see a pharmacist or a social worker, depending on what you need. But your file lives in a certain place and your care is coordinated.
The NDP leader says considering the number of baby boomers headed into retirement and needing medical care, it's widely recognized people will have to adjust to the reality of not having a family doctor, not just in this province, but across the country. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.